You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In today's episode, Carol is back with her longtime friend, Dr. Bill Sears. He shares from his wealth of knowledge as a pediatrician and prolific author. This is part two of a three-part series. Are you ready to reset your family's relationship with screens so that you can connect more deeply with one another, with God, and nature? Unfortunately, aspects of childhood that were largely assumed in past generations have gone the way of the dodo bird. With our Unplugged Childhood Bundle, we'll help you tame the media lion, cultivate a love for nature, and give your children lots of time for unstructured play. After listening to the Unplugged Childhood Bundle, you'll have the vision and tools you need to give your children the precious gifts of innocence, boredom, and resilience. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout to receive 15% off your order. Visit our online store, homeschoolmadesimple.net/store, to get the Unplugged Childhood Bundle today. Now let's get into the episode.
Talk about attachment with an older child, like a 5-6-year-old child. What does that look like?
Well, attachment changes as they get older.
Yes.
All right. Discipline changes as they get older. Mm-hmm. As a parenting, Carol, in a nutshell, is giving your children the tools to succeed in life.
That's good. That's
the
good.
The tools to succeed in life. So the older they get, the more testy they get.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, you can't do that. You will look at me eye to eye when we speak. You will respect that person.
Yes.
This is how we live. Imprint that into babies, mm-hmm. into the older child. Whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Family culture.
You got brothers and sisters, and that's why we like big families, because the older ones become less selfish because they have to look after the younger
Absolutely.
Ones a little bit.
Absolutely.
And God's creation of family life is that technology has helped a lot. Like a lot of mothers can work from home now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your biggest companies now have extended maternity and paternity leave.
Yes.
And so things are much better now than they used.
They really are.
Yeah.
We've become much more attuned to our children's needs as a culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, see, in a lot of cultures, grandparents, they live in a big house.
Right.
They share the parenting.
Yeah.
And grandparents are help parenting. That's happening
mm-hmm. more
over here. Mm-hmm. For example, I'll just tell you a story. I've done this a lot in the office. I had a mom come in with new baby, about 2 weeks of age, beautiful baby, and she's in tears. Healthy baby. I said, "Why are you in tears?" She said, "I have to go back to work."
Oh, I know.
I said, "Do you want to or do you have to?" "No, I want to see how my baby, my gut instinct, my mommy brain says, this is where you belong. It's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Your baby needs you. What if we can't afford it? So I have to go back to work." I said, "Well, tell me, what does your dad do for a living?" He said, "Oh, he's an investment banker." The mama's dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a granddad.
Oh, the granddad.
Grandpa.
Oh.
See, so I said, what does grandpa do?
Yeah.
And he's an investment banker. Could I call him? Give me his number. So I go in the other room and I call him.
No.
Let's call Joe. "Joe, congratulations. I'm just seeing your granddaughter here. She's beautiful."
Yeah,
crazy. "And I'm calling you about the biggest investment, the best investment you'll ever make your whole life." And he's probably saying, "What's this dumb doctor doing? Doctors are not noted for their financial wisdom. So what's this dumb doctor doing calling me, the expert, about an investment?" I said, "This investment guaranteed returns for 80 years.
Amen.
Only goes up, never goes down. You'll feel the best investment." I'm going to pay for
your daughter to get to stay home.
To stay home and mother your grandbaby.
Oh, I love it.
And he said, that makes sense.
I never thought of that, right?
I never thought of that. That makes sense. Give our children their
natural inheritance
while we're alive.
That's right.
And they need it.
That's right.
And we can enjoy it.
So Larry Burkett used to say, do your giving while you're living.
Yes.
So you're knowing where it's going.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
See? Do your living while you're giving so you know where it's going. And so And so we do that a lot.
Yes.
And grandparents.
Phil, you're a radical.
And yeah, and grandparents are a pioneer.
Yeah, that's right. I love
it. The same way with, I get a lot of calls about sending children to a Christian school.
Yes.
Oh, we'd love to, but we can't afford it. Hey, Grandpa. how would you like to make a nice investment?
Mm-hmm.
And I know our local Christian school there, beautiful Catholic school, grade school and high school, and they have Grandparents Day once a year.
Smart.
Because probably, I'm going to guess, at least a third or more of the kids attending that school are paid for by grandparents.
I can't tell you how much that makes me smile.
Yeah.
Yes. Our grandchildren's spiritual development is our number one concern, not our golf game or bridge or, you know, silly things that are fine. But what are you taking with you to heaven?
Exactly.
Your grandchildren and your children.
Yeah. And see, what children need to get closer to God.
Yeah, they do.
Over the last 10 or 20 years, there's been a little bit of falling away, but it's coming back.
Yes, it is.
It's coming back. And
it's beautiful.
I heard something on Fox News about a month ago or so about the number of young people who are returning to church.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
In Oxford right now, there's a revival right in the middle of the most liberal community in England, right? So God is on the move. There's no doubt about it. If you were to tell a set of parents, a mom and a dad, one thing as a grandpa to our generation or to the younger generation, what would you say to them about parenting?
I'd say time with your child right now is a relatively short while in the total life of you and your child. But the memories and the great effects of what you're doing now will last a lifetime.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, that eternal perspective.
Yeah.
It changes everything, doesn't it, Bill?
It does.
I know.
It does, Carol.
Wow. But tell the story of how when the grandchildren came over for Grandpa Day, that you had a sign on the door. Do you remember this? And a basket at the door?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I do. And what was in the cell phones.
Talk about that.
Years ago, Carol, we were a little concerned about when cell phones came out, about a cell phone addiction.
Yes.
We saw this happening. And the reason I saw it in my office, I saw kids developing what we call text neck.
Yes.
They come in and they look like they're 80 years old, you know?
It's
like, so I started studying that. I said, this is not good for the eyes. It's not good for the back. For the brain, nothing. They would one day when they were coming over for some fun thing, I had a sign on the door, "Welcome to the fun house. Put your cell phones in the basket," right next to the door. The kids
loved it.
They loved it.
Oh.
They thought, "Yeah, thanks, Grandpa." The parents,
I know, they're annoyed.
A little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's time that the parents need to really
get off their own phones and model that for their children.
Yeah, and especially at bedtime, we would have a policy. Yeah, your cell phones have a bedroom of their own. Put your cell phone to bed.
And where is that located?
Anywhere in the house
except
their own.
Their bedroom. I love it.
Yeah, and you got to stick to it. But, Dad, you're old-fashioned.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And I will always say, honey, I'm your dad. I was best for you.
You do. You
and,
sure
and
do.
And now they look back and, Dad was right.
And they and thank you.
Yeah, and children, adult children will start, Mom was right, Dad was right.
Mm-hmm. It's really
now
true.
Now that I have my own child.
It's really true.
Carol Side here to talk about a classic book from our partners, Crossway Publishers. The name of the book is For the Children's Sake by Dr. Frances Schaefer's daughter, Susan McCauley. I still remember the day I discovered this book in a bookstore in 1984. I've rarely been as excited to find a new book. I can tell you that Susan's simple retelling of the writings of a long-dead British educator named Charlotte Mason started a revolution in education and it hasn't lost its power to this day. Read it every year as a call to beauty and joy as you raise your children for Christ. Pick up a copy wherever books are sold or visit crossway.org/for the children's sake to learn how to get 30% off with a free Crossway Plus account. Now back to the show.
It's a brave new world, Bill, that the world that Amy's children are growing up in is very different from the world that your children.
It's different. It's better in some ways, but it's parents need to rein their kids in a bit. I hear this a lot. Oh, my friends tell me I'm too sensitive. I'm too sensitive. And as soon as I hear this, I say, good for you. I say, what? Sensitivity is a gift. It's a God-given gift. What our world needs is more sensitive people. So sensitivity means that you care. But just remember, you will probably have fewer friends, but you'll have deeper friends. See?
Amen.
That's what they want. You know, if a friend doesn't invite you to a party or dumped by a date, something like that, good. You don't want them. You're not a friend.
Yeah, you want true friends.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Now, don't waste your brain on those people.
You know, Bill, you had kind of a reinvention of your life when you had cancer.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great story to share, what the Lord did in your life.
Okay.
During that. Would you mind talking about that?
It was 1997 when I had a life-changing event.
Yeah.
Cancer. In a nutshell, cancer caused me to care. I was age 57. It's too early for me.
to be gone from that.
So I said, okay, God, please heal me from this cancer completely, and I will give my life to you teaching people about health, mental, physical, and spiritual. That's all I ask, God. Save me from that. And I healed completely with no after effects. I had surgery, chemo, radiation, everything. I healed completely. It was a serious cancer. So that's when I needed to
regroup.
I need to regroup. I need to, okay, God, you answered my prayer. And so we started, in a nutshell, I made health my hobby.
Yes. And let me interrupt and say that you used to tease Martha because health was her hobby.
Yeah.
But it wasn't yours.
It wasn't mine.
I
had 4 inches too much fat around my middle. I just didn't take care of myself. And Martha did.
She was
the queen of health. And she was right. We made health our hobby. We started writing health books. And I started getting, practicing what I preach. I lost 35 pounds of fat.
I can't believe that. I never thought of you as being
overweight. I was 185, went down about 30 pounds,
Okay.
And at 55. But the most important thing, I lost my belly fat.
Yes.
And that's why one of the first things I do in my office during a checkup is get the tape measure out for waist size. And I tell them, when I do obesity counseling, sometimes the mom said, Dr. B, you forgot to weigh her. I said, well, it's not. I wanted her to lose inches off her weight. I wanted her to use the flab she can grab.
Yeah.
And not the weight, because muscle and bone weighs more than fat. So I want her to gain muscle, to grow muscle, grow bone, and lose fat. So the scale may not
indicate that clearly. And what's the secret to losing that fat around your stomach?
Well, first
I'll line up for this information.
Yeah, first of all, I call it 5 steps.
Okay.
Move smart.
Mm-hmm.
Movement burns body fat. And at that time, even back then, people were starting, I call it the sitting disease.
Yes.
The sitting disease now is in the doctor's dictionary.
Really?
We sit too much. And sometimes, Carol, one of the first questions I ask when somebody comes in for health counseling, well, tell me, Joe, how many minutes to hours per day do you spend outdoors moving? And how many hours do you spend sitting? And I said, what's that got to do? I came in for weight control.
Yeah.
See? So movement. A lot of our books talk about movement. And in a nutshell, we are made to move, girls, not to sit. And follow me closely. Our creator knew the greatest creation on earth, the human body.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the female body is the greatest creation. But I'm just simple male. You grow another body inside. But so God put within us our own personal pharmacy to make up for our mess ups. Now, where in the world of our body do you think that pharmacy is?
I give up.
Okay. It's in the lining of your blood vessels.
Wow.
Called the endothelium.
Okay.
The word people don't know much about. The top word in medicine, endothelium, the lining of your blood vessels.
Right.
And inside the lining of your blood vessels are trillions of microscopic medicine bottles.
Bottles.
Little bottles. They're really glands.
Yes.
But I draw pictures to the kids that you have all these little medicine bottles in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and what I'm about to say actually won the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
And I learned this by spending 2 days with Dr. Lou Ignaro teaching me about what happens when you move and how you open the medicine bottles.
Whoa, tell me.
And when you move, the blood flows faster over the tops of the medicine bottle, creating a force, an energy field called a shear force, and pops the medicine bottles open and releases medicine into your bloodstream. And one of those medicines, called nitric oxide, it dilates the blood vessels. It keeps sticky stuff, plaque, off your blood vessels, because aging, basically, and bad health is gradually growing more sticky stuff and getting hard vessels. Vessels are supposed to be soft, smooth, and stretchy. Most blood vessels that people get over are hard and sticky. Just the opposite of what you want. Movement mobilizes your blood vessel.
Amazing.
I guess the faster your blood flow, the more relaxed your arteries are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm creating a curriculum for schools.
Really?
So I have it almost finished. That they will, in fact, I'm giving my first talk in about 2 weeks, a local school, on that subject, that God put in our bodies our own personal pharmacies. You have over 60,000 miles of blood vessels, and that's how we keep healthy.
Wow.
Movement.
Movement.
Get out, and there's actually also a science of moving outdoors.
Yes.
So, movement outdoors is called by neuroscientists. My friend Eva Selhub, who wrote the book Your Brain on Nature, taught me this. I called her one day. I said, yeah, Eva, give me a quote about movement outdoors. She says, movement outdoors is exercise squared.
Oh.
Yeah? That's when they took recess out of school, Ritalin went up.
Yes, it did.
So we're made to move. But I gave this talk over in Japan. Martha and I were giving a lecture over there, and Asian lectures are very long. I was exhausted at the end. And so our host, Mrs. Saganesha, said, we're going to take you and Martha out for some Shinrin Yoku, which I thought was a Japanese drink. So we got in the car and we drove up to a forest in front of a tree tunnel. He says, now we're going to have some Shinrin Yoku, was the Japanese for
forest bathing.
Forest bathing.
Yes.
We call it a walk in the woods. So we took a walk in the woods. Man, this felt good. What's going on in there?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to learn more? Yeah. Next up, Nippon University, Department of Shinrin Yoku, where they take people of all ages with, we call it our family stuff, you know, ADD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, stuff.
Yes.
With stuff, and they take them out to the woods, and before the walk in the woods, they draw fluid from every orifice, they wire them up with windows to the brain, find out what's going on inside, and after a half-hour walk in the woods, their happy hormones went up, their sad hormones went down, blood pressure normalized, the pulse was better, And what was fascinating was that their immune system, called natural killer cells, which are the strongest immune system fighter, they went up in number and fighting ability. So the health effects, you know, when mother said, go outside and play,
that was
doctor's mom's remedy for boredom and bad behavior.
Sure.
Go outside and play. Go outside and play. There's no medicine in the world that couldn't even come close to that. Go outside and play.
Yes. So movement.
Movement.
Nature. What else?
Yeah.
Belly fat. Get rid of my belly
smart,
fat.
eat smart.
Eat smart.
Back to the blood vessel.
Okay.
All right. Your endothelium is one of the largest organ in the body, is very affected by what you eat. You put good food, right food, smart food in your body.
Yes.
And your endothelium, your blood vessels, say smooth and stretchy.
Yes.
You put junk food in, and I show pictures of the kids, you get sticky stuff on top of your medicine bottles. So your pharmacy doesn't open.
Yeah.
And your blood vessels gradually get stiff and stiff and stiff. That's aging. You know, a little bit of sticky stuff when you're 20, a little bit more 30, a little bit more 40. So aging, very simply, is just increased sticky stuff. So the blood vessels get stiff and sticky. And kids need to be taught this. I was giving this talk to a first grade class.
I love
recently.
I love
Six
it.
6 years old. And about the sticky stuff. And I told her, here's what happens when you put sticky stuff in your mouth. On top of your medicine bottle. And your pharmacy doesn't open. And so I get a call from the mother the next day. I said, Dr. Bill, your sticky stuff story really stuck with my six-year-old. And that night, our husband piled our kids in a family van and took them to a burger joint we call Sticky's Burgers now.
Yeah.
And our six-year-old scolded Daddy. Daddy, we can't put that sticky stuff in our mouth or we'll get sticky stuff on top of our medicine bottles and our feel-good pharmacy won't open. 6 years of age.
Unbelievable, Bill.
They need to be taught that.
I love it. I love it.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.